Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Wheat farmers are facing significantly lower wheat prices at harvest 2019 compared to 1 year ago. So says Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson.
Well, if you look at the forward contract, let's just use Burlington, Tacoma area. You can forward contract right now for about $4.32 a bushel. Compare that to $5.05 this same time last year. Now, the basis on that 432 is a minus 10 cents compared to a minus 50 cents last year. So it's 40 cents better than it was last year. And it's based on the Kansas City July contract price, which this year is $4.32. Last year it was $5.01. Or the forward contract price is 59 cents less than it was this time last year.
And Dr. Anderson says the better basis suggests to him domestic demand is pretty good. Export demand, though, is lousy.
Well, I think that basis reflects the local condition. I think that the elevator wants that to buy that wheat at harvest. I think there's a domestic demand for that wheat as we get into harvest. I think that futures price, that lower price, reflects the lack of export demand.
So with wheat prices well under that of a year ago, will wheat farmers decide to graze out some of their acres instead of rolling the combines come June? On the livestock side of things, Dr. Daryl Peel says maybe.
I think we might. You know, the wheat market has really been challenged a lot and relatively weak. And so, you know, some producers that are kind of on the fence about that decision are looking at that. I think there's a fair chance with the, you know, the relatively solid cattle markets that we've got right now, they may well be thinking about grazing out a little bit more than usual.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. The annual business meeting of the National Pork Producers Council happening last week down in Orlando, Florida. They had several issues on their mind as they adopted policy for 2019. Delegates. Top of mind issue was African swine fever. They adopted a resolution on strengthening the pork industry's efforts to prevent foreign animal diseases from entering the U.S. One of the many ways they'll do that is working with USDA and the Food and Drug Administration on restricting imports of soy-based animal feed from countries with a high risk of transmitting foreign animal diseases. They'll also continue to work on changing the U.S. Department of Transportation's hours of service rules. Haulers must remain in their trucks when animals are loaded, which the MPPC says should not count toward their on-duty time. They also passed a resolution calling for USDA and FDA to be transparent in their regulation of cell-cultured meat products. From the calendar, I want to remind you, Oklahoma Youth Expo getting ready to kick off at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City. They'll start showing commercial gilts on Thursday morning. You've got farm news on Ron.
Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.